We begin today, Be'ez Hashem, Masechet Shkolim, for 3 weeks. And the Torah commands us to contribute a Machzis HaShekel to the Beis HaMikdash. And those funds were earmarked to purchase Karbonos Tzibur on behalf of the entire community of Israel. And these funds were collected in a certain Lishka, a chamber in the Beis HaMikdash, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That would be the time in which the kupos, the receptacles, were filled up with shkolin. The Mishnah says, "Bi'echad bi'adar mashmiyim ala shkolin." The Gemara is going to interpret the word mashmiyim as machrizin, and it means that the Shluchei Bezdin was sent to all the cities of Israel to spread the word and to announce that now's the time to bring the shkolim, because the shkolim had to reach the Lishka, if all things are ideal, by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So we give a full month for the people, after they've been woken up, they've been notified to bring their shkolim. A Machzis HaShekel for the purpose of Karbonos HaTzibur. And not only that, Ve'al HaKilayim, these same messengers of the Bezdin would be sent out to the fields, the farms, to notify people that if there's any mixture of kelayim of two different species, let's say, for example, of zeraim together with gefen, if they planted it too close to each other and it was growing, this was the end of the winter season, the beginning of the planting season, and this is when there was a chashash, there was a suspicion that maybe they were planting and growing kelayim. And we'll soon see that Beis Din would supervise to make sure that there was no kelayim, and if need be, the Shluchei Beis Din were even authorized to remove the kelayim from the ground. Ubechamisha Sarbo, on the 15th of Adar, once the Mishnah discusses the month of Adar, with regard to the hachroza on shkolim, the Mishnah already talks about other mitzvahs that apply during Adar. Korinus HaMegillah, we read the Megillah on two different dates in Adar. On the 15th, Bekrachim. Krachim are the walled cities from the time of Yoshua ben Nun, even if now they're not walled, but they were walled at the time of Yoshua ben Nun. And those cities read the Megillah on the 15th. We're going to see a whole discussion today, Mirtz Hashem, about whether the Krachim could read it on the 14th. What else went on during the month of Adar at the end of the winter season? Umesaknin es hadrochim the es harachovos. As a result of the rainy season, the roads and the streets, the byways, were niskalkalu. The rains washed them up. So we have to make sure that we repave the highway, so to speak. We do all the tikkun that we need. Not only that, but the es mikvos hamayim. The Mishnah says that the mayim that collected in the mikvos for the purpose of tara, during the rainy season, there was cement and all sorts of impurities that had rolled into the mikvahs. And we had to make sure that, number one, each mikvah had the minimum shear of 40 saw, and number two, that it was comfortable to be tovil in the mikvah, to remove all this refes and all this tit. And that had to be taken care of now at the end of the winter season. The osim kol tzarkei aram. Now the Gemara we'll analyze this general, all-inclusive statement. What was going on? What are the Tzarchei Rabim did the Mishnah have in mind? And the Mishnah is telling us that even though the 15th of Adar is a Yontif, it's Purim for the Mukafos, but nevertheless, they're allowed to engage in these Malachos of Tikkun HaDrachim, of Tikkun HaMikvos, Linakos, in order to clean. And basically, Mordechai had tried to impress the Anshei Knesset HaGdola to designate the days of Purim as days of Isur Melacha and Yontif, but that was never accepted. And therefore, these Melachos, many of which were done on the 15th of Adar, were permissible, even though we'll see that there's a minhag to abstain from Melacha on the days of Purim. But for the sake of Tzarchei Rabim, we will override that prohibition of minhag. But as far as the Ikar HaDin is concerned, strictly speaking, there's no Isur Melacha on Purim. What else did they do in order to be mesaken at the end of the winter anything that was uprooted by the winter rains? Mitzainin es hakvaris. This is what's called tziun kever. A tziun kever is a marker that distinguishes this place from any other place, so that the kohanim would realize they have to avoid there's a burial here. And they used something specific to mark the area off, and that was called sid. Shofim sid svivos hakever. Sid is in English lime, a kind of plaster, and it was white in color to remind them of the tachrichim of the mess. And this was a siman ledavar that the kohanim should stay away. It was also, by the way, a siman for what we call osei chulin betara. It were those Jews who were not kohanim, but yet they took upon themselves the chumrah of tara, so being careful. So they should know where the kvarim are, where the burial grounds are, and to avoid those burial grounds. And during the winter months, what happened was that some of this lime got absolved, got washed away. And as a result, they had to fix it up, and that was done on the 15th of Adar. Biyotzim af ala kelayim. And if they heard any rumors about some of the field, the plantation owners, to the effect that they were perhaps violating the Isur Kelayim, then Bezdin would go out there and they would be oker. They would uproot any kind of growth that was Kelayim. Because the Isur Kelayim has two parts to it. It's the planting itself and allowing the growth to continue in the ground. And now we start the first Gemara in the Sechta Shkolim. V'lama bechad ba'adar, please explain, says the Gemara, why is it that on Rosh Chodesh Adar, they're already notifying the people and they send out the clarion call to bring Shkolim. It's a month in advance. K'deshi yaviu Yisrael et shekleim ba'onasam. We're going to give them a 30-day period so that gradually all the peoples of Israel who are obligated in the Shkolim will bring their Shkolim to the Beis HaMikdash by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'titorem trumas halishka min hachadosha b'zman echad b'nisan. If we will successfully collect all the Shkolim from all the people who are obligated throughout the land of Israel, collect it into the Lishka in the Beis HaMikdash, we will be able, as of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, to take those monies and begin to spend them on buying Karbonis Tzibur. And notice the phrase here, min hachadosha. It means that every year there's a new year as far as Shkolim and as far as Karbonis Tzibur is concerned. So we want to start the new year, and the Gemara is going to drive this from Tzukim on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, by dipping into the new collection of Shkolim in the Lishka, and to be Torem that money, to withdraw the money from the Lishka, and buy this year's Karbanos from the Truma Chadasha. Umar, Rebbe Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Now the word Umar in Yerushalmi, and we'll see this over and over again, that in Yerushalmi, the words sometimes are katua. How do you say? They cut off a letter. So, for example, here, the letter Aleph was cut out. It should say Omar. And if there's Vimar, Omar Ab Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Trumas Halishka, how do we know that the beginning of the year, as far as purchasing from the Trumas Halishka, from that chamber where the Trumos were collected, that the year starts on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? And the answer is because Kitchilasa, the first Truma back at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mishkan, when they began to be Makriv Karbanos in the Mishkan, during Moshe's time, it says, Vayhi Achodesh HaRichon Bashon HaShenis, Biachod L'Chodesh, who come at Mishkan. And the Mishkan was erected on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is called Chodesh HaRishon, in the second year after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Almost 1 year to the date after Yetzias Mitzrayim, or Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's when the Torah says that there was Hakomas HaMishkan, V'toni Allah, and the Braisa makes the following comment, Bayom Shehukam HaMishkan, Bo Bayom Nitra Ma'atruma. On that very day of Hakomas HaMishkan, on that very day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they began to bring the Karbanos Tzibur from the new Shkolim that they collected, and Chachamim made a takana similar to Moshe Rabbeinu that every single year, the annual Truma from the Lishka should take place on Rosh Chodesh Nisa, just like it did at the time of the Mishkan and Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Tavi says in the name of Rabbi Oshia, in the name of Rav Kahana, that we learned in a Brisa in Emar Khan, as far as the carbon musaf of Rosh Chodesh is concerned, in Parshas Pinchas, I'll read the whole pasuk. It says, "Zos olas Chodesh bechodesh lichodesh hashana." Then Emar lahalom, and so too in Parshas Bo, "Bechodesh zelachem Rosh Chodesh mitchun olachem lichodesh hashana." In both cases, it says "chodesh ma chodesh shenemar lahalom," just like in the case of Sefer Shmos, "Hachodesh zeh yelachem Rosh Chodesh." Rosh Chodeshim, and it's a reference to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'ein Mona Melo Menisa is therefore Af Chodesh Nem Shemarkan in the Parsha of the Karbanos in Parshas Pinchas with regard to the Truma Chadasha. Ein Monim Ela Menisan, that on the first of Nisan with Toreim the Lishka, in order to purchase Karbanos Tzibur from the New Year's Shkolim. And this price reflects the opinion that we determine the time for the Trumas HaLishka and we set it as our Aleph Nisan. And that is a Doraisa Halach, which we're going to derive from this Gzeira Shom. Chodshe, going back to Achodesh HaZelachem Rosh Chodosh. Om Rabbi Yonah, Shavak Rabbi Tavi, Rosha de Masnisa Vyomar Sofa. Rabbi Yonah makes a comment about the comment of Rav Tavi, and he says that Rav Tavi, when he quoted the Braisa, he omitted the beginning of the Braisa, the Reish of the Braisa, and that's where the Iker Din of Trumas HaLishka is from the new Truma. And instead he presented the Sofa Braisa, the end of the Braisa, where we have this Gzeirah Shavah of Chodshei Chodshei. And the truth is, says Rabbi Yonah, that's not a fair quote, because if you only have the Sefer, I still don't know that the law is that on Echad B'nisa, Tormen Esad Truma Chadosha from the Lichka. De Lo Kein, if you don't bring the first part of the Brice, the ratio of the Brice, then I'll ask you the following question. How do you know that this Pasuk talks about Truma Chadosha? I mean, there's no indication that this pasuk is referring to Truma Chadasha. Therefore, says Rabbi Yonah, let's go back to the Reisha of the Braisa. Kehadah, let's read the entire Braisa in its complete form. Did Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Zos Olas Chodesh Bechodesha, L'Chodesh Hashanah. And the Gemara derives from this pasuk that we should bring the karbanos from a Truma Chadasha, Olas chodesh b'chodesh l'chodesh yashana. Yochel, I might think she ate Torah b'chol chodesh b'chodesh. Maybe it means that on a monthly basis, not an annual basis, every month on Rosh Chodesh, we should be Torah in the Lishka. We should take out and withdraw the money from the Lishka to buy karbonos from this month's truma. And the truma chadosh is miskadish every single month. Talmud Lomar, now we get to the safe of the Brisa that was quoted by Rav Tevi before. Bechadsho, lechadshe ashana, kroy yiseirahu, this is an extra pasuk. And we're going to derive from this, bechodesh echad hu toreim lechol chodesh ashana. Only this one month that we single out, and we're going to be toreim the entire year's worth of karbanos tzibur from that one month, meaning from the shkolim that are there in the lishka at that particular month. Okay, fine. So you're telling me that one month for the entire year, it's not a monthly collection and a monthly purchase, it's one month out of the year. But Yochel Beis HaKodesh Yirtza. Maybe the Torah allows us to choose arbitrarily any month that we want. How do you know it's Nisan? And therefore, the Brisa in the Sefer quotes the Gezeirat Shavah, Nemar Kan in Parshas Pinchas, it says, Chodshei. Nemar Lahalon in Parshas Bo, it says Chodshei, Ma Chodshei Shenemar Lahalon Ein Monim Ela Minisan, Af Chodshei Shenemar Kan Ein Monim Ela Minisan. It's just like we start the counting of the new year from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh Nisan Yeluchem Rosh Chodeshim. So too, the new year, as far as collecting from the true of withdrawing, let's say, for the monies for the true tzalich that were collected for the purpose of Karbanos Tzibur for the entire year, that takes place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now the Mishnah says, Mashmian al Ashkolim, Mao Mashmian, Rav Huna Bar Machriz. As we said before, Beis Din sends out Shlichim to all the cities in Israel to notify them, a clarion call, that they're obligated to collect every Jew has to bring his Machta Shekel. And this is an annual Chiyuv on every Jew to bring the shkolim. Why do we need a hachraza? I mean, after all, if the people know that they're obligated a mitzvah, they will certainly, on their own initiative, fulfill the mitzvah. I mean, for example, we have a Karban Pesach or Shalmei Chagiga. We don't say that we have to notify the people about the Karban Pesach. There's no need for hachraza. When they're obligated, they know about it. And they're mizaris. They come with alacrity. So Heich Madiat Omar. And it says in the Pasuk, this is in Divrei Yomin, it says, Vayitnu kol b'Yehuda b'Yishalayim lovi l'Hashem masas Moshe Eved Elokim al Yisrael b'Midbar. In this Pasuk, there's a phrase called masas, or mas'es Moshe. Mas'es Moshe is the collection, the tax of the shkolim. And Moshe Rabbeinu required that every Jew in the Midbar should bring this Machzah Shekel. And the Pasuk says, Vayitnu Kol B'Yehuda B'Yerushalayim. That Kol is a reference, an allusion to Beis Din sending out a Kol to be Machriz every single year. And that's going to take place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So once again, we are imitating what went on at the time of the Mishkan, at the time Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore we're going to be machriz al hashkolim to make sure that by Rosh Chodesh Nisan we have the monies collected from everyone's contribution of Machzah Shekel and take those monies as of Rosh Chodesh Nisan and purchase Karbanos Tzibur with that money. And that's called the new year as far as Karbanos is concerned. What happens, this is the question now being addressed by the next sugya, in the case of a Ibur Shana, Shana Muberes, Taman Taninon, we're going to quote now a Mishnah from the beginning of Masechta Megillah regarding a Shana Muberes as 2 months of Adar. Ein Bein Adar Rishon Adar Sheni Ela Mikra Megillah Matanis Lavyon. The Mishnah seems to indicate that the only difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni is as far as when is our obligation to read the Megillah and to give Matanos of Yonah. It's only on Adar Sheni. If he read the Megillah on Adar Rishon, for example, Lo Yotzi Dechovasi, he's got to reread it again. Rabbi Simon, the Shem, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Af Shimu Ashkolam Ukalayim, Beinayim. There's another difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, and that is notifying the people to bring the Shkolam and to oversee any possible suspected hanky-panky with regard to Kalayim. Now, it's interesting because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is an Amora, and he's adding something to the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned Mikra Megillah and Matanos Lev Yonin. Does that mean that that the Mishnah is also including other things like Shkolim and Kelayim? I mean, that we only know from Yeshua ben Levi. Of Rabbi Yossi Vios, Vios means he's giving him a good grade. He said, well, Rabbi Shimon Levi was to the point when he said that Mashmim al Ashkolim and Anklaim, etc., is on Adar Sheni. Why? Klum Amru Mashmim al Ashkolim Lo Kedeshi Avir Yisrael Eshiklaim Ba'onosam. He says, isn't it so? He's asking as a rhetorical question. That when the Mishnah says that we notify the people on the first of Adar about the Shkolim, so that they'll bring their Shkolim onasa, meaning by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, imat omar b'adar rishon, if you're going to insist against Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that we should be machris, which is the real Adar in Ishanim Uberes, it's the first Adar, and then that's when we should send out the shluchim to warn people, notify people, remind people about the Shkolim. He says, Ad Kedon is b'shata shitin yomin. Shata means the year. Shitin is 60 yomin. In other words, Ad Kedon meaning adayin. There are 60 days until the end of the year, until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So you're going to notify them on Rosh Chodesh either Aleph, 2 months, 60 days before they have to bring the shkolim? By the time you get to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they've forgotten everything. Klum Amru, and the reason why we need a hachroza on Echad B'Adar is because Yotzim Afal Kelayim. Now here he has a commentary in the Masifta. And he understands that Klum Amru is a question and is the reason why the Achrozen Echad B'Adar is because we want the Shluchim to go out on Rosh Chodesh Adar, and by the 15th Adar, they're already going to have to make a second round. V'yotzen afal akelayim, lo kidei shiyuat smachim nikarim. In other words, if you want to establish Adar Sheni as the month for both Shkolim and Kelayim, in the case of Kelayim, I understand that Adar Sheni is the appropriate candidate for Machrizim ala Shkolim, ala Kelayim. I'm sorry, Kelayim. Why kidei shiyuat smachim nikarim? And that's the point. In time when the Tvua and the Zeroyim are growing, and you can now notice and distinguish if it's Kelayim, im omer at the other Rishon, if on the other hand you're going to tell people on the first of Adar, be careful not to plant these growths next to these, is then Kidon inun dakikin. The growth that's smachim are so small, you can't tell whether they're Kelayim or not. And the whole purpose of Iber Shana, to realign the lunar calendar with the solar calendar, is because we need that extra month of Adar every couple of years in order to guarantee that the lunar calendar will reflect the solar calendar, meaning the growth and so forth. So it's in Adar Sheni that the vegetation will mature, and that's the appropriate time for Hachroz, etc. on Kalam. So in other words, just to summarize, Rabbi Yossi is thumbs up on the statement of Rabbi Shimon Levi, because both in the case of Hachroz al Hashkolim and in the case of Hachroz al Hakelim, we understand very well that it's Adar Sheni that's the appropriate time for that notification. Rabbi Chizkiya Shal. Now again, we're learning Yerushalmi here, and the word Shal in Yerushalmi does not necessarily mean to ask a question. It could be that it means that he asked the question, but sometimes Shal means he made a comment. And the word Shal means, don't you think I'm right? Me'ata. Since we're saying that the Shlutei Bezna have to go out on Aleph Adar so that the Jewish people will bring their Shkolim b'moad, b'zmano, before Echad B'Nisan, is then what about B'nai Bavel? They're very far from Yushalayim. And we know that what's called Ein Chayaris Mitsuyos, there's not a constant flow of traffic from Bavel to Yushalayim. And therefore, you better notify them way, way in advance, or at least not notify them, but send out the shluchim way in advance till the shluchim get there and they'll get the message. And therefore, mashmiyam al hashkolim be'rosho shalchorev. We should go back to the beginning of the winter, and already then, as early as the beginning of the winter, way before Adar, notify the people in Bavel, because till the notification goes out, et cetera, will take a long time. Lo kidei shiavir Yisrael shiklem bo nosam v'titarem truma salishka minachadosh b'zman bechad b'nisan. In order to guarantee that everything goes according to the calendar, according to the flow of time, in the case of Bavel, we have to really send out the shlucha much earlier. That's the opinion of Rabbi Fizki. Now the Gemara is going to quote Rabbi Ula. Hesiv Rabbi Ula. Kumi Rabbi Mana. So Rabbi Ula is sitting in the presence of Rabbi Mana, and they're trying to analyze the statement of Chizkiyo with regard to the B'nai Bavel. And they say, Vataninan. Later on in Masech Tishkom, we have a Mishnah B'shlosha Prokim Bashona Tarmin Es Halishka. There were three deadline dates in the calendar, the Hebrew calendar, for the Truma Salichka. Number one, Bifros Pesach. Now the word Bifros is going to appear thrice, and it always means 15 days before. Bifros Pesach, meaning 15 days before Pesach. That's the first time in the calendar year that the Torah is Halichka, that's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Number two, Bifros HaTzeres, 15 days before Chag HaTzeres. And finally, Bifros HaChag, 15 days before Chag HaSukkos. Now, I suspect that when it says 15 days before Sukkos, it probably means 16 days before Sukkos. Meaning by the 15th day before Sukkot, because otherwise you're getting in trouble with Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, Amale, Neymar, should we not say that Achroz and all the Medinos must have been on Aleph Biadar? There are those who are closer to Yerushalayim, those who are further from Yerushalayim. Therefore, they return to Lishka at different stages. They staggered it. Why? Because until the Shkolim came in, these dates passed. You know, the closer ones got it in by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the further, a little bit further away, they got it in by 15 days before Shavuos, and those who were really far away in the five flood places, they didn't come in until 15 days before Sukkot. So therefore, Eli the Kraven Bifrosa Pesach, Eli the Rechokim Bifrosa Tzeres, Eli the Rechokim and on Bifrosa Chag. So we see clearly that Achroza was on Rosh Chodesh Adar. Again, when the Shkolim would actually arrive and be collected in the Truma Tzalichka, that might have taken months later, but the notification was done all over uniformly on Rosh Chodesh Adar. And that's against Rabbi Chizkiah, because Rabbi Chizkiah holds that Makdimim, we should, in Bava, we should be Makdim and notify them as early as the beginning of the Choref, beginning of the winter. So the Rechokim will get a chance. They'll have enough time to bring their contributions before Rosh Chodesh Nisan.